Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's March 2014. On March 1st, 2013, the President ordered an across-the-board reduction in federal agency budgets, also known as sequestration. A team led by Michelle Sager, a director in GAO's Strategic Issues team, recently examined the effects of sequestration on agency performance and how agencies planned for and implemented the cuts. GAO's Sarah Kaczmarek sat down with Michelle to talk about what they found.
What were the effects of sequestration in 2013?
Sequestration had a wide range of effects on agency operations as well as on services to the public. Some of these effects we know and can measure, while others are more difficult to measure or simply can't be known. I'll focus on those that we do know about. And these fall into basically three main categories: reductions, delays, and effects on the federal workforce. So first, with regard to reductions, these included things such as smaller and fewer grants and vouchers, so things such as Head Start or housing vouchers, decreased amounts of public assistance provided, and also less oversight and monitoring of federal funds. Second, there were delays, and these covered activities such as awarding contracts, conducting training, procurement, and also deferring planned maintenance. And then third, there were effects on the federal workforce, and these included everything from furloughing 770,000 federal employees between 1 and 7 days to canceling or limiting monetary awards, reducing travel and training, and also curtailing hiring.
It's been a long time since the last sequestration. Were agencies able to plan and prepare for this?
Agencies were able to eventually plan for sequestration, but this happened in an environment of uncertainty. So all of the agencies did some planning in 2012, anticipating sequestration, but their activities were difficult to finalize because of the considerable uncertainty regarding if and also when sequestration would actually occur.
How did agencies end up implementing sequestration then?
Generally, agencies told us they followed two key principles in implementing sequestration. So all of the agencies told us that one of their priorities was to protect the agency mission. And then about half of the agencies told us that another key priority was protecting the people that were charged with implementing that mission. So to follow those two key principles, some of the actions that they took included transferring and reprogramming, using funding flexibilities to shift funds either between accounts or within accounts. So by doing these kinds of actions, they had additional flexibility. In addition, Congress also took some actions that helped mitigate the sequestration. So, for example, they passed a law called the Reducing Flight Delays Act of 2013, and that gave the Department of Transportation some authority to transfer funds, and they could prevent reduced operations and air traffic controller furloughs.
Given the challenges here, what does GAO recommend be done?
GAO makes two recommendations in this report. Both of these recommendations are intended to help agencies plan and implement future sequestration, as well as to enhance public understanding of sequestration, what actually happened, and why certain decisions were made. So we recommend to OMB that they make publicly available the criteria they used to determine which accounts were temporarily sequestered. And then we also recommend that OMB direct agencies to document the decisions they made so that both of these could be guideposts looking ahead to the future.
Finally, for taxpayers, what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is sequestration did happen, and agencies did manage to plan, prepare for, and implement the sequestration. However, the short-term responses they had to take to implement sequestration are not a substitute for long-term budget reduction strategies that are sustainable. And as I mentioned earlier, although many of the effects are difficult to isolate or identify, there are known effects: reduced public services, reduced benefits, and then lost wages for those 770,000 furloughed federal employees.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.